Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön, Rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Hello and a warm welcome to a new edition of Fizzball Inside, the podcast magazine of the International Fizzball Association. And today we have special guests from the upcoming Under 18 World Championships in Grieskirchen. Hello and a warm welcome to Florencia Schwaner from Chile and Matthias Jung, as well as Gabriel Hack from Novo Hamburgo in Brazil. A warm welcome to you. So all you three made the way to the city, the lovely city of Grieskirchen. So ladies first, Florencia, let's start with you. How was your trip to Grieskirchen?
It was definitely a long trip. The flights are extensive. We were really tired at the beginning, the first days, but now we're okay. We're staying with Priscilla in the same accommodation, so yeah.
Coming to the Brazils, you arrived a little bit earlier because you had to go to a quarantine, and maybe just can explain us a little bit, how was your way to the World Championships? Was there any training possibility for you in Brazil? How did it work out?
So we had a little complications due to COVID to get together and train. Until around April and May, we weren't sure if we would be able to get our national team together so that we could have a selection. But things got better. It seemed that it was for us to come here and we could play, but only for 2 or 3 months. And the trip was a bit, I don't know how to explain about it.
Complicated.
Many uncertainties, but yeah.
In the end, you told me in the conversation that you are more or less from two clubs. What was the special situation with that?
Yeah, exactly. Because we are from the south of Brazil, the situation is different in each state. And when we were training with Innova, with our first team, we invited the guys from the youth team of Sojipa to play with us, and the youth from Novo, and make like our national kind of national team with just the people around us to play, because we couldn't call the people from other states because of the COVID restrictions and the COVID risks. So we got like a minimal number of people to train together with our first team. So we prepared against Novo, playing with them, and then we still selected people from other states, but due to COVID, they and the risk and how they were not like in the group because they weren't training and we don't play any competition since March 2020. We kind of make the group with just people from the south of Brazil, from Sojipa and Novo Hamburgo. So we got this really small, how can I say, diversity of teams to play it. But they prepare like together for 2-3 months, as Matthew said, playing with our first team in the Saturdays, Sundays. We played a little bit because we couldn't train before. The COVID situation was really bad. And then when we got free to play, we play almost every weekend to prepare and make a lot of meetings to decide how we are going to do it, what we can do it, what we are hoping to that the situation get better so we can go. But it was like that, just going, let it go in and see if it's possible.
Let's talk about a little bit more about the situation, 16 months of pandemic. How did you train, or was there any communication within the sport of Fizzball in your club? Was it possible to stay in contact, or what was the main thing you did within these 16 months?
Yeah, exactly. Like the first, I think, 4 months of pandemics, we got like no training, like no online training, nothing. We were just like, oh, maybe next month is going to be better, let's just make a pause, relax a little bit. But then we saw that it wasn't going to work out, and in August, I think, or September, we start making trainings again in the club, but only individual training, like in group, but without sharing material, playing against the wall, small time of training, small number of people in each training. So it was like a little bit better, but because we could see some people after 4 months, but the training wasn't that good and we were just like doing what we could. And afterwards, it's going to like better. So training with 2 people, training with 3 people. Then after some months, we could play again some games. But then the COVID got worse and then we had to stop playing. And it was like for this, I think 3 months, going and stopping. And then in March this year, we had to do like online trainings because the COVID was like 1 month without training. So we do try to do online. But it wasn't that good because everyone was like having online classes in the computer. So when they were going to train fistball in the computer, it wasn't that good. But then we tried different approaches, maybe seeing games of fistball of the World Championships, talking with other fistball like stars like Fausto, with the young ones, so they got a little bit motivated. But it was something like that. We were just working out the way we could.
Florencia, how was the situation in Chile? You had a special situation there as well.
Yes, so now we're all vaccinated and we can kind of play normal, but at the beginning we had online trainings and it was complicated as well. We have only 2 teams in Chile, Llanquihue and Manquehue, and we could not train together for the national team, so we had to kind of prepare everything online and just the trainer in Santiago and the trainer in Llanquihue talk to each other and like tell to each other how we're doing and what we shall improve or not. But we actually never played together until now, the days here in Austria. And yeah.
And what's your home club? Which one?
I play for Llanquihue.
Llanquihue.
Yeah.
For you, I think these World Championships are special in another way as well, because the Women's World Championship, where you also participate, you play the under 18 and the women's team, they had to have a home World Championship, and now it's away. This situation was already decided many months ago, and then it was Switzerland, and now welcome to Austria.
To travel to Switzerland at first and then stay the 3 weeks with the girls. Another girl from the under 18 is playing as well, both of the tournaments. And we were prepared to stay the 3 weeks we had to, but then we got all mixed up and now we're facing some troubles in managing time and schedules, but we're gonna make it.
Perfect. What about you guys? What are your aims for the World Championships? You are the title defender in the under 18 competition, so there's a lot of pressure on your shoulders, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure, but as I said before, we had a lot of adversities, and I think that's what makes Brazil so powerful during all World Championships. We have to face many adversities. And we have a lot of capable, talented players. We aim to get the title again. I was fortunate to be in the last World Championship, and I want to make Brazil the first other team other than Germany to conquer the title twice in a row. That's not something anybody could do. I would be really happy to make it happen.
All the best for that.
Thank you.
Maybe you would like to comment also, you are here with an under 18 female team and a male team, but the women team is missing. I think that's also one point which would have made the women's competition much. It's always good to have Brazil in the competition there. You would like to comment on that? What happened? Why it was not possible for your female team? Or is it just the way it is?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know a lot because I wasn't the trainer or player for the female team, the women's team. But as I heard about it, they couldn't come because the major problem was that the grand majority of the team would be the same girls from the under 18 team. And if they play the both championships, like they would be really tired and wouldn't be like good even from the women's championship or the under 18. So it would be like not that good for them, and the other, I think, older that could play just the women's championship, because we are not having championships and stuff, they opt to not come, I think so. I'm not that sure, but it's something like that would be few girls, and we would have to play with a lot of young girls. So this, I think, is the major problem for this time.
And finally, and last question goes to Chile. So you missed the last World Championships in Linz. So what was your trainer saying? What is your main aim? Where should you finish in the final ranking?
So we're actually aiming for the first place. We're going with everything and hoping to win. That's it.
I thank you so much, Florencia, Mateos, and Gabriel, taking your time on the eve of the international restart of FISBOL on the IFA 2021 FISBOL World Championships in Gelsenkirchen. Thank you, and as we always finish our podcast, and don't forget,
together
we are FISBOL.
Von 0 auf 100. Aral feiert 100 Jahre mit über 100.000 Gewinnen. Zum Beispiel ein Jahr frei tanken. Jetzt ein Dankeschön rubbellos zu jedem Einkauf. Alle Infos auf aral.de. Aral, alles super.
Ich habe mich natürlich schockverliebt, weil die war wirklich ganz, ganz klein.
So begann die Mensch-Hund-Beziehung zwischen Christina und Tierschutzhund Frieda. Und wie es danach, nach dem ersten Moment der Verliebtheit, so weiterging und welche Klippen es danach zu umschiffen galt, das hört ihr in der neuen Ausgabe von Iswas Dog, dem Podcast für harmonische Mensch-Hund-Beziehungen.
Iswas Dog mit Malte Asmus.
Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.